words can be.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I agree that our president had a responsibility to lead all decent and moral and courageous countries to stop this madman from genocide and wiping out his people.
Hi, there is a talk radio caller who thinks the president has done the right thing by getting us involved in the situation in Libya. Morality, high ground, all that good stuff cited. That's where we get started. Another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, following what's on radio and television. I guess we get started with a TV info. The audio from Fox News, Martha McCallum talking to analyst Lieutenant General Tom McInerney about comments made by Ambassador to the UN Susan Rice, the focus on arming the rebels in Libya.
I want to get your thoughts first on what Susan Rice had to say this morning on one of the morning shows. She opened the door. She is, of course, our ambassador to the UN, to possibly arming the rebels in Libya. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm worried about it. First of all, there's enough evidence that shows there's a strong radical Islamic group, to include the Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, as part of these rebels. There are at least 25, according to their leader, that fought the United States forces in Iraq. So I'm very concerned about that, why we would arm and create an Islamic Republic in Libya. So that concerns me if we do that. We need to know more, Martha, before we do anything like that.
Yeah, and the president has said many times that we're not going to have ground forces there. You know, that becomes a fine line when you start arming rebels, if indeed that becomes the course of action.
Absolutely. And when he says that even this concerns me more, because what is the end game? He said that he didn't want to have a regime change like President Bush did in Iraq, because that entailed 8 years of war and $1 trillion. Well, what is his objective now? If his objective is not to have a regime change, i.e. remove Gaddafi, what is his objective? There will have to be an international stabilization force. I would like it to be a Muslim one, i.e. Turkey and others of the Arab League. But if they don't have an international stabilization force, when we've fundamentally destroying much of the country, you're going to have an unstable government that will be easy prey for Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well, that raises some interesting questions as to whether or not we could get that kind of stabilizing force, a Muslim-based stabilizing force there. Turkey has not been all that cooperative in the past in these endeavors on our part. But we maybe get back to that, but I want to ask you the question that I raised in the introduction as well, and that is, you know, it seems to me that the president, one of the things that he's betting on is that the inner circle for Gaddafi will crack, that his support within will fall away, and that will tumble him. That will be what takes him down.
Well, that is the hope is a strategy theory, Martha, and that could very well be one of the courses of action that does happen. But even if part of it does, you still have conditions that are ripe for an insurgency. As I've said before, the Tripoli tribes do not like the Benghazi tribe, so they're not going to want to switch power. So we're going to be back to where we were in April, May of 2003 in Iraq. And that's what concerns me. This has been always the end game, and I'm delighted to hear, by the way, that the president is concerned about it as well. But you're going to have a counterinsurgency there, and who is going to counter that? Clearly, the rebels have shown that they're not strong enough to do that.
All right, so there's General Tom McInerney, focus on Libya and what happens after. The whole thing is a crapshoot kind of, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. Your calls later on after we listen to the left and the right on both television and radio. Then we'll put your thoughts to work here. From MSNBC, Richard Engel and Richard Wolff talk about the president's speech and what about Gaddafi.
This was obviously a very important message for the White House. What was the White House trying to achieve, and do you think they did it?
Well, I think there were two key lines in this speech, and they were both limited. This was a limited speech for a limited mission in many ways. First of all, the first key line was simply stating that the United States has done what it said it would do. And that gets to the humanitarian mission that the president spelled out, the idea that Benghazi was a looming disaster and they averted it. That's a very important line, and that's the one that the president wants to stick to. But the key question everyone in Washington has been debating is, what happens to Gaddafi? What about regime change? Do we go all the way to Tripoli, even if it's only with air support? And the answer quite clearly was the second key line, which is, to be blunt, we've been down that road before in Iraq, and the answer was quite clearly no. So there is a strict definition to this speech, and from a speechwriting point of view, I think what you saw was a real-world explanation or exploration of the themes that the president set out in his Nobel Prize-winning speech, the concept of a just war. That's how this president spelled it out today. Whether it works politically, I think, depends on the success of this mission. But what he did was say, here are a few limited goals, here's why it was just and justified, and that's a piece of American exceptionalism, Richard.
Now, Richard, do you think that the White House meant to go this far? I listened to the speech. I listened to it from here in Benghazi, and clearly the people here were touched by it because the president talked about not waiting for mass graves to be filled. These would have been the people of Benghazi would have filled those mass graves. But the president went well beyond just talking about Libya and justifying this action. He talked about a new doctrine of preemptive war, going to war when the president of the United States doesn't feel it is morally right not to go to war. Do you think the White House had that intended message?
Yes, I think he did. You know, there is this responsibility to protect, which has now become an international norm under the United Nations. That's one of the reasons there was support in the United Nations for that. But, you know, the key test here is not in the speech. It's the next phase of this. And you touched on that briefly in talking to Chris, which is who arms the rebel forces? They are ill-organized, but they're also ill-equipped. Does it meet the definition of humanitarian assistance or self-defense by supplying weaponry to these rebels? That's the real test of this doctrine, if that is what we saw moving forward.
Well, here in Benghazi, it certainly feels like the rebels have a backer and are being armed, at least from the air, by the United States.
All right, so the U.S. in, out, which way is the right way to go? Man, these questions continue, don't they? 800-510-8255. Coming up, we'll get on the talk radio side of things with a couple of different politicians involved in talk radio conversation. Then your calls on Libya at 800-510-8255. Follow what we're talking about on our Facebook page, which you can connect to by going to DougStephan.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
All right, moving along now on the countdown. Forces launching a series of offshore cruise missiles at Libyan missile storage facilities near Tripoli. Officials say American ships and subs sent out 22 Tomahawk missiles from the Mediterranean. Moving to host Bill Manders' program, here he talks to Congressman Tom McClintock of California about the need to do something about Gaddafi himself.
What do you see happening if, and I think the president alluded to this today, that Muammar Gaddafi is going to be out of commission sooner or later? I don't know what that means. But what happens if 3 weeks from now or 6 months from now, he's still there?
Or what happens if the vacuum created when he leaves is filled by the Muslim Brotherhood or Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda or whomever. What happens at that point in time?
Yeah, when you say things can't get any worse, you'd better be very careful.
You know, in the business that I've been in, I've always cautioned my fellow workers, because every now and again we talk about, gosh, you know, we don't like the boss right now, and we wish we would get somebody else. I always caution them, be careful of what you wish for, because the next guy might be even worse.
Well, also, the president said today that the real reason was to stop a slaughter. So we're going to slaughter the pro-Qaddafi elements. Fine. Once that's done, once we have an anti-Qaddafi regime triumphant that moves into this vacuum, and they start slaughtering their opponents, are we going to step in again?
Well, can you answer me another question? If it's to stop slaughtering of people, why aren't we heading for China? Why aren't we heading for North Korea?
Or Darfur.
Or Darfur.
Or any number of brutal regimes in Africa right now, or on and on.
That's a weak explanation as to why we went there, isn't it?
Oh, I believe so. And by the way, that debate is supposed to occur before the nation's plunged into war, not after. Again, he may have very, very strong policy reasons for this. I personally haven't heard them yet, but as the great debate takes place, maybe the supreme wisdom of his reasoning will become manifest. But that's supposed to be done before we're committed to war, not after the fact.
Will this be questioned on the floor of the House coming up tomorrow, beginning tomorrow?
I intend to. I suspect a lot of members intend to. And as I said, there will also be resolutions to cut off funding. I know that Justin Amash is considering a direct bill bring the president back within the Constitution. I don't know exactly what's going to take place. I am very sure there will be an effort to cut off funding. And by the way, the president's already ignored absolutely crystal clear law, absolutely crystal clear constitutional principles. He may well also ignore a cut off in funding.
800-510-8255. Meanwhile, more upset. 56 people dead in Iraq. The hostage situation there ended in a fiery explosion. Then in Syria, the cabinet has resigned. So certainly lots of unrest continuing in the Middle East. They're on maximum alert all over the Middle East. 800-510-8255. 21 after on the countdown.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at chachingwisdom.com. That's chachingwisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talking about it around the world, not just here. The discussion debate continues. Who gets involved in what? Here, talk host Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong speak to Senator Chris Coons of Delaware about what he got out of the president's speech.
Senator, what was your takeaway from the 30-minute address the president gave?
Well, Peter, I was pleased that the president gave a clear and strong statement to the American people of his reasons for joining a multilateral coalition to prevent a humanitarian disaster in Libya. I think it has been difficult for many folks here to understand sort of exactly why and when and how we should get involved in this particular conflict when the countries east and west of Libya, Tunisia and Egypt, had mass uprisings and changes in their government. The people of Libya were also moved to try and stand up for their own freedom from the dictator Gaddafi, who's ruled Libya for more than 40 years. And I think lots of folks, myself included, were left wondering how we could possibly be engaged in one more military action when we are already so thoroughly committed to Afghanistan and still have 50,000 troops in Iraq. So I was pleased that the president remains committed to no U.S. troops, to a multilateral force with a NATO lead, and that he acted in part in response to a unanimous resolution of the Senate calling for the imposition of a no-fly zone earlier this month.
There's been a lot said that the president broke protocol by not bringing the Libya military move before all members of Congress, that congressmen and senators like yourself should have had a chance to stand up and be heard on the issue. Was this handled within the guidelines of the War Powers resolution?
Well, I think the War Powers Act is something that Congress has debated repeatedly since its passage. We have really struggled to strike the right balance between empowering the commander-in-chief to act in moments when there's a clearly rapidly changing circumstances, as there are in Libya, and where there were calls, repeated calls, strong calls from senators on the floor urging him to act, and, as I mentioned, a resolution calling for a multilateral no-fly zone and a full sort of declaration of war. I do think that over the last 50 years, we have not had enough active oversight by the Senate over the conduct of war overseas. I think the commitments that were made in Iraq and Afghanistan need to be reviewed regularly by the Senate. I do think that the president in this particular case could have consulted more broadly. But before going into Libya, before publicly committing American military power to this, he did consult with the bipartisan leaders of both houses, both the House and Senate.
Senator, NATO will be taking the lead on this mission, so presumably that's good news from a financial perspective. But there's still this question about who these rebels are we're protecting and whether they have our best interests in mind.
That's right. They are an ill-formed, unclear group of sort of spontaneous folks who have risen up, I think inspired by the successful protests in Egypt and Tunisia. Secretary of State Clinton has been meeting in Europe with representatives from the Libyan opposition. But I don't think we in the Senate or the country broadly know enough yet about them. But I do think that when the entire international community, from the Arab League to the Organization of African Unity to the United Nations, condemns Gaddafi, when Gaddafi is someone who we know has repeatedly targeted and attacked American citizens, has committed acts of terror, I do think that it would be hard for the opposition in Libya to be worse than Gaddafi has been for the international community and for American interests as well.
All right, so just to kind of throw into the mix the president's words himself, here he is talking about the primary military goal in Libya.
Primary military goal is to protect civilian populations and to set up the no-fly zone. Our primary strategic goal is for Gaddafi to step down so that the Libyan people have an opportunity to live a decent life.
All right. And how many of you knew that Gaddafi's son was here in Los Angeles on a, I don't know if it's a retreat, it's sort of an internship working with what is called the Global, it's AECOM, a global design company, which is basically a handle for a bunch of mercenaries. 28 past the hour.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can't.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is.org.
Talk radio coast to coast.
800-510-8255. Now connection relates to the story of the hour, at least as we have time for your calls now. We'll continue our focus on Libya. Just joining us, go back to the inference there that Gaddafi's son, his name is Karmis, the youngest son of Gaddafi. He's been in a program here in the United States. He has run the special forces in the home country. He's gone back there. The internship that he was in lasted a month, sponsored by ACOM, the global engineering and design company, working with Libyan people to modernize the infrastructure. He was in San Francisco, Colorado, Houston, Washington, and New York, meeting with high-tech companies, including Google, Apple, and Intel. Also went to several universities. He mostly, though, spent his time at defense contractors like Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, there is a lot of speculation as to what some of these companies are all about. Mercenary was the term I used a few minutes ago. One of the other things I found interesting is that he went to see Mamma Mia while he was in New York on Broadway. All right, 800-510-8255. Rob in Georgia on Obama.
As far as I'm concerned, I think he's doing a beautiful job with what he was dealt when he first came into office. I mean, he has shown extraordinary patience with the different things that have come up. He hit the ground running. As far as Libya is concerned, we all wanted him to go there and help out. Now that he's there, people are questioning why he's there, you know. And it's sad that we, as Americans, don't back our president. I mean, this is sad to watch. What about our kids watching this today? And then we say we at a point in America where we have made a change. No, we haven't made a change. What we did is we tried to make President Obama into a scrap goat. We wanted him to fail, like Rush Limbaugh said, but he's not failing. He's the most educated president we have ever had. And yet still, we won't back him. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Most educated president, but that doesn't mean he's the most experienced. 800-510-8255. Vina in Oceanside, California, up next on the countdown. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air live.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I was listening. I just felt the urge to put my two cents worth in on this.
Basically, I feel that our country is totally losing sight of defending our country, not all the rest of the countries in the world. I see a pattern developing that doesn't look healthy. I think that we need to, we certainly can stave off people that attack our own home, domestic soil. We need to concentrate on our country first. What happened to that? There's people, half the people here are almost, or a third of them, or a great many people here on welfare or food stamps or EBT cards.
May I interrupt you for a second? Let me put a different spin on it, if I may, with you.
Sure, absolutely.
Also, in addition to the people that need to be helped here, there are a lot of different ways of reflecting on this. There are a lot of people who have come into our country in the past 30 to 40 years who are having extraordinary influence on the way our country behaves itself. And those people don't have the same historical inferences, experiences. They don't have the same background. They don't care as much about some of the things that those who come from families that are more seasoned American families, if you will, look at as important. There are different things that are important. One of the other discussions that's a part of all of this, Vina, is the extrapolation from people of money to be used for causes that, in the main, people don't agree with, whether it's charities that support maybe the rebuilding of Libya when it comes to that. If you want to give to those, that's swell. But if you don't, then people are angry about money being taken in tax dollars to be used to help these people after the fact. That is, after we blow up a country, then we rebuild the country. It seems like kind of a bizarre ring around the rosy routine. Your point is well taken, and then I throw in the others. Go ahead. You can have the final word here.
Well, I really thank you. You really put it right where it should be.
Okay, thank you. 800-510-8255. Gary's in Oakland, California, listening to KNEW. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I'm not all that pleased with our president here. He seems to be willing and able and enthusiastic to bend to the will of this United Nations world government, but when it comes to confiding with our own Congress about sending American forces into combat, nada, zip,
okay.
Zilch.
We've heard that argument before. Don't disagree with you, but do you have something new to add to the discussion? Because that's an old one.
Well, that is a pertinent one, no matter if it is.
Well, it may be pertinent, but it's become redundant over and over again. People saying the same thing, and that's what the story is with a lot of the calls. Let's have some new ideas here if we can. 800-510-8255. And just to sort of underscore how we do this, we listen to 40, 45 different programs around the country, affiliates of this program and elsewhere. We take snippets from the hosts and callers as well. Your calls sometimes are taken live. Sometimes we record them and edit them and put them together in sort of a similar block. Right now we're going through a number of callers that have Libya in the no-fly zone. Let's focus on that for a minute. With Mark, who's in Michigan.
I don't believe that we've had any constitutionally declared war since World War II. Everything has been a police action. And the only thing I'd like to throw out there is, as far as the money goes, what is the Arab League? I know they're behind the scenes, but they're kind of shady, but what is the actual amount of dollars? I mean, we have the technology with the Predator drones and all that stuff, but I mean, how much are they backing us financially, like Saudi Arabia? They're paying off their own citizens. They call it compensation, so their own citizens don't go in the streets and revolt. I think it's the equivalent of like $50,000 a person. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, dictatorships, I mean, that's a royalty, King Fahd. I mean, we threw off a king in 1776, but we support the biggest kingship. But how much are they chipping in is what I want to know.
Question, 800-510-8255. The answer so far is zero, nada, nothing. The president, by the way, make no mistakes, under a lot of pressure from Congress to spell out the exit strategy for our involvement in Libya. And then the questions keep coming back again about who's paying for all of this. Why don't the Middle Easterners, who have all kinds of dough, pay for what we're doing? Henry is a Democrat who didn't listen to the president earlier this week.
I did not listen to the president's speech. Because I was reminded about what Secretary Gates said, and that was to be very cautious about involvement in Libya. And two or three seemingly disconnected points. Politics abhors a vacuum. I think we're creating a vacuum here. Unless we put a puppet in place of Gaddafi, leave Gaddafi in, big headache. And finally, a foreign policy that involves a lot of war is a distraction usually from a very weak domestic policy. Why, my question is, and I am a Democrat, was the president so weak on, or appearingly weak, appears weak on a domestic policy? We have a major unemployment crisis, and I'll end this by saying we're spending $9 billion, according to what I heard on your program last week, $9 billion a month in Afghanistan. You put all this together, and I am one confused Democrat.
All right, yep, we spent a lot of money in Afghanistan, still spending a lot of money in Iraq, and we have a lot of people who are hungry at home and a lot of problems at home. Risky business for the president, for sure. 800-510-8255. Don in Alabama, your thoughts, please, sir.
I agree with the decision that President Obama has made, and to me it's disturbing that all the Republicans, regardless of what President Obama does, they're going to disagree with it. It doesn't matter what he does. It's not going to be right. And I just wish the American people would come together and put party politics aside and put the benefits of the country as a whole up front. People are talking about the cost of the military actions in Libya, but I don't hear anyone talking about General Electric paying zero amount of taxes this year. They got a $3.2 billion refund, paid no taxes, you know, and I don't hear any of the politicians complaining about that, you know. So, I support President Obama. He inherited a mess, and I think he's doing the best he can with all the situations that are going on. You know, I think he's trying to do the best that he can for all Americans.
The president, is he doing the best he can? Paulette calls from Arizona. Please go ahead, ma'am.
I truly believe that there is a huge ground of interacting with the world between sticking your head in the sand or shock and awe. And I believe that our president is actually poised, intellect, and diplomacy. I support him 110%, and I feel that he is bringing a new grace and literacy to our country as a leader. I think that he's doing what he can do with what he's working with, and Americans need to stop arguing about what he's doing, stop second-guessing him, and start working together as Americans. We don't. We're all going down the toilet together.
All right, Japan up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can't.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Carrier washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Venacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Venacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Venacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Venacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Back to our focus on Japan. Here, Talk Host Paul W. Smith speaks to University of Michigan nuclear engineering professor Gary Wass about the latest radiation concerns from Japan in America.
Here you have the Tokyo Electric saying Sunday that the water at, I don't know if it's number two or whichever unit it is there, that the water had contained a sharply elevated level of iodine-134, short-lived isotope produced in a nuclear reaction. But after Japanese regulators questioned the readings of Tokyo Electric, somehow they went and checked again and said, they're not that high. And you start to wonder, like the people in Japan are wondering, if they're getting zoomed here a little bit. Who's zooming who?
Yeah, that is quite a concern, and I think it's a growing concern. I think maybe even when we talked the last time, I indicated that, at that time there were some 50 workers doing the job of 1,500 at that site in a very much an emergency situation. And it's understandable that timely information was slow in coming out. But there's a lot more manpower there now, and it would be much more comforting to know that you're getting correct information.
Well, let me explain. In case our listeners over the weekend tried to shut off all news and information, Tokyo Electric said that they had one of the coolant at one of the reactors was running 10 million times the normal level of radioactive material, 10 million times. And then after they were contacted by the government and had to recheck, it's really a mere 100,000 times normal levels. So that's how you make 100,000 times normal levels seem not so bad. First you say 10 million times.
Right. Well, yeah, that's one way to look at it. So the concern with this iodine-134, just to clarify that point, is that it's a really short-lived isotope, so it decays away very quickly. So it's thought to be a signature as to where it came from. If it's detectable in significant quantities, then it's likely that it came from the reactor core fuel rather than the fuel in the spent fuel pool. So that's why there's a lot of concern about that radionuclide. So as a result of their latest revision or revised statements, it still leaves the question a bit open, but it seems a little bit less likely than if, that it's coming from the water from the reactor, if their last statement is true.
Putting some balance on this whole discussion of Japan, a little more info on how it's affecting us coming up on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen here. Another few minutes on Japan, and then a comment on Glenn Beck coming up on the countdown here. Local host Bill Carroll on with the Wall Street Journal Focus. The article he's talking about includes some emails, and I think that's the best part of this, sent from some of the workers that are inside this nuclear plant that we're all talking about in Japan.
If you're the worker inside that plant, you're the people on the plant that actually should be worrying about radiation and being extremely careful and wondering how close you are, how long you can stay that close, what the long-term effects might be on your health, and keeping in mind as well that there's always the possibility of another explosion or something else there getting out of hand. And these men and women stay there, and they fight to bring the situation under control. And that's amazing. And they've been doing it outside of the media spotlight. The Wall Street Journal got his hands on some emails from workers inside the plant sent back and forth between those workers and their colleagues in Tokyo at head office, essentially. And the Tokyo-based TEPCO company, this is the operator of the plant, has acknowledged to the Wall Street Journal that these emails are authentic. And they give you an idea for sure about what these people are thinking and what they're faced with. These have obviously been translated from Japanese into English. Some of the subtlety, the nuance might be lost here, but I still think it's the first time you get an idea of what it's like for these workers on a day-to-day basis. And they've taken any names out so as not to identify the workers. So let me read the first one. Email number one from the Wall Street Journal. This is name removed. This is at the Fukushima Daiichi plant. I met you a few times at some meetings in the past. So this is a worker writing to someone in Tokyo who works for the same company. I'm happy to receive an email from you. I had written in hopes that many people would understand the situation in the field. I felt reassured to receive such a supportive message from, again, the name is removed. Though we're still in the middle of our fight, we feel a little relieved to know we have the support from a person like you. I just wanted people to understand that there are many people fighting under harsh circumstances in the nuclear plants. This is all I want. I mean, you can hear that this guy needs, or woman, needs to reach out, needs someone in the world to acknowledge how difficult it is. Crying is useless. If we're in hell now, all we can do is to crawl up towards heaven. Please watch out for the hidden strength of nuclear power. I'll make sure we will all make a recovery. I'd like to ask you to continue to support us. Thank you very much. From, and then it's signed, Fukushima Worker. Email number two. I read your email to me. What you wrote is what I had imagined, but at a loss for words. I could only be overwhelmed with tears. But as a person living in Tokyo enjoying electricity, there's no time to waste by simply crying. People in Tokyo are scrambling due to the planned blackout and stockpiling supplies, alternately acting at ease, then worried over the spread of radioactive materials. I can only think that this situation is strange. I feel frustrating anger across the nation pointing to TEPCO. I suspect TEPCO, which is, again, the parent company that runs these plants, I suspect TEPCO executives feel it well enough. But everyone here pays respect and has lowered their head to pray for those who are facing the brunt of it and fighting on the front lines, surrounded by enemies. Although I am not in a position to say such a thing, I beg you to hang in there. What I can do for you is limited, but when the time comes, we will take our turn to protect all without fail from Tokyo Worker. So that's an exchange between these two workers. And you can feel the gratitude of the guy who's in Tokyo. Sort of that sense of, well, I'm glad I'm not there, but I'm really glad you are.
And you get right down to it, we probably all are sharing some of the same thoughts, even though not in the same language. And it's interesting to hear all of these things. Yeah, the nuance is lost a little in the translation, but you got to feel the emotion there. And there is no reason not to, frankly. You got a lot of people that are going through a hell of a mess, a hell of a hard time. I'm going to spend a minute here talking about Glenn Beck. Glenn is a nationally syndicated radio star, television star, and he has fallen into something pretty interesting when it comes to the media. It's the first time I can remember this happening for quite a while, the way that it's happening. I've been on the radio for quite a long time, and I've watched a lot of people go up and come back down again. Glenn Beck is one of those. Dropped from five more stations in the past few weeks because the owner of the station thinks his bizarre religious rants hurt ratings. Fox has basically said the same thing, that they're going to drop his television program at the end of the year when his contract is over because they can't get sponsorship because he is bizarre. His rants are all over the place. And, you know, they said there are a lot of religious stations. We don't want to have religion on our stations, the owner of this group of stations said. I'm just wondering what you think. This is a rhetorical question now, but it's food for thought, as Glenn Beck will be somebody who's talked a lot about in the recent, in the future days, weeks, and months on talk radio.